Slumdog Millionaire. Adapted by Paul Shipton. Copyright Celador Films Limited and Channel 4 Television Corporation Limited. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Copyright Two Way Traffic, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Slumdog Millionaire. Prologue. In the biggest quiz program on Indian television, Jamal Malik is one question away from winning 20 million rupees. How did he do it? A. He cheated. B. He's lucky. C. He's brilliant. D. It is his destiny. The prisoner's hands were tied together and he was hanging from the ceiling. Exhausted, Jamal just wanted to close his eyes, but he was in so much pain that sleep was impossible. The inspector walked into the room and looked over at Jamal.
"Has he told the truth yet?" he asked.
Constable Srinivas jumped to his feet.
"He's told me his name," he explained. "Nothing else."
"But you've been here with him the whole night," the inspector shouted. "What have you been doing?"
"He's a tough guy,"
Srinivas said, looking at the young prisoner. The inspector thought for a moment.
"Maybe a little electricity will help him talk."
While Srinivas fetched a box from a cupboard in the room and began to attach it to Jamal's feet and chest, the inspector bent down to speak to Jamal.
"It's a hot day," he said. "And Mumbai is full of murderers, robbers, thieves, and you. So why not save us both a lot of time? Tell me how you cheated."
Jamal continued to stare silently into the inspector's eyes. The inspector gave the order, and Constable Srinivas turned the machine on. Electricity ran through Jamal's body. It was impossible not to cry out. The machine was only on for a few seconds, but the pain that ran through Jamal's body filled his whole world. The inspector walked up to him again, ready to ask more questions. Then he noticed the problem.
"He's unconscious!" he cried angrily. "How many times have I told you?"
"Sorry, sir," said Srinivas.
"Just get him down and tidy him up," said the inspector.
Srinivas didn't move. Something was troubling him, but he was almost too afraid to say it.
"Sir, maybe he did know the answers."
The inspector could hardly contain his anger.
"Teachers, lawyers, doctors, they never win more than 16,000 rupees, and he's won 10 million rupees. He's from the slums. What can a slum dog know?"
A low voice came from the other side of the room.
"The answers," said Jamal quietly.
Ignoring the pain, he lifted his head.
"I knew the answers."
An hour later, Jamal was sitting at the inspector's desk. In the corner of the room, there was a television and video player. Srinivas pressed play, and Jamal heard the music he knew so well. That music meant one thing: the start of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The studio audience was cheering loudly. Sitting in the inspector's office now, Jamal couldn't believe that he had been in the television studio less than a day ago.
"Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?"
Prem Kumar, the program's presenter, was saying.
"Please welcome our first contestant of the evening, from here in Mumbai, Jamal Malik.
Jamal turned to the screen and watched himself walking out into the bright lights of the television studio.